الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن لله عز وجل في أيام دهركم لمحات، فأيكم أصاب لمحة منها لا يشفى أبدا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. We have been so greatly fortunate that we have been blessed with this great month of Maah-e-Siyam, which is the month of Roza. Maah-e-Siyam, the month to stand, that is, in Ibadat at night. During the day to keep Roza, and at night to make Qiyam and stand in front of Allah Ta'ala. And anything, if it is used for its purpose, then the thing is appreciated. If we use it, for example, somebody gives you a brand new refrigerator, a very expensive one. If you use it to make things cold, etc., then you'll appreciate it. But if you use it as to put all your, make it a storeroom, like all your things which you don't need, then you won't realize what a fridge is. What is a fridge? But if you use it for its purpose, then you'll enjoy it. You have a microwave oven, in a few seconds you can warm up water, etc., and many other things you can do. You use it for its purpose, then you get the benefit, you appreciate it. But if you use that microwave for some other purpose, which is not meant for, then you say, this thing is so expensive, they talk so good about it, I don't see any benefit in this. The month of Ramadan, if it is used for what it is, then you get the benefit. Otherwise, you say, just like in the poem, that for many people it is a month of hasra, sorrow. That, oh, we have to keep roza, we have to get up for seri, we have to make tarawih. But those who use it for what it is, you get the benefit, which is taqwa, which is closeness to Allah, wusul ila Allah, ma'rifat of Allah. Then a person will say, what a month this is. For that month, this is a month of, for those, this is a month of great joy. And they look forward and they wish that this month must carry on forever. Otherwise, we'll be just too happy, half the month is gone already. Only half a month is left. And for them, it is, half month is gone and I have to still reach my destination. I've only got half a month left. Allah give us tawfiq. As mentioned at the beginning, let us not forget that this is the month, the first night that Allah prepares Jannah, beautifies Jannah every year. How beautiful Jannah is, we cannot imagine. Just to give an example of that, somebody said that Shaitan told that Allah's mercy will be on me also. And he produced the ayat of the Quran Sharif also. Wasi'at rahmati kulli shay. That my rahmat will engulf everything. So I'm also shaykh. I'm also something. So Allah's rahmat will be on me also. And then many ulama could not give the answer to this. Hazrat Muhammad Thani rahmatullah, by the barakat of my buzurg, Allah put the answer in my heart. And what was that answer? And the answer was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much Allah is going to punish Shaitan. Allah can punish him, Allah's qudrat is that Allah can punish him even more. But that Allah's rahmat is, Allah is only going to punish him that limit. So he will be in Allah's rahmat, but he will be in the punishment of Allah ta'ala. And the real answer is, Allah put in ma'ad, heart, if it's right, it's from Allah and the mercy of Allah. Wa rahmati wa si'at kulli shay, fa sa'aktubuha lil ladina yattaqun. My rahmat will encompass everything, but for who will I give it? Those people who got taqwa. So Shaitan hasn't got taqwa, so he's excluded completely. And that's clear in front. Many ayat are like that. If you just read the one part of the ayat, you get a complete different meaning. But read it complete and you see the meaning, the actual meaning comes out. And many times we only take the one part. And today also, unfortunately, this has become common that we interpret Quran what the greatest mufti, the mufassir of the time, Google. And we get our tafsir from there. So a person like that who looked up tafsir and the modern tafsir which is today, and even just imagine the most vivid exposition of Tawheed, Allah explained in Qul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun. But these ulama of our scholars, they use that to prove shirk were correct from this surah. What the in tafsir, well, not tafsir they write, not wrong, a terrible tafsir they made. This is just like one person taking his girlfriend, whose name also happened to be Zina. Every time he goes to masjid, he takes her work to masjid. And then he doesn't make namaz there, he packs his picnic basket and he eats there. And he eats everything, doesn't leave anything. And then he doesn't make namaz there. So they asked him, and these are the scholars of today. They say it's in the Quran Sharif, I'm acting on Quran. What is you acting on Quran? Quran Sharif says, Khudhu zinatakum ya bani adam, khudhu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. Take your zinat, your beauty, to every masjid you must take. And the zinat is always before marriage, when she's your girlfriend. And when she becomes your wife, then she's no more zinat. So you're taking a haram woman, and you're taking her. In the kulli masjid, وَكُلُوا وَشْرُبُوا وَشْرَبُوا, and eat and drink there. وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا, don't leave anything for waste. Must eat everything. And the other ayah they prove, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَاةَ, don't even go near namaz. Forget making namaz is very far. Quran says you mustn't even go near namaz. Now if you ask anyone, you look in the Quran, all this is there. But what meaning they, what the meaning and what meaning they have taken out, this we all will laugh about, but really this is exactly what is happening and worse than that. How the Quran Sharif is being manipulated and it's been changed. It's unbelievable. So Allah give us tawfiq. So anyway, this is that month that Allah beautified the Jannah from the beginning of the year, which means from Muharram. Which means for 9 months Allah is beautifying Jannah for the coming of the month of Ramadan. Just like if we're going to have some big event at home and then we beautify the house, make some renovations, we see to the most finest details, everything we see, Allah does that for the month of Ramadan. And then when it's the first night of Ramadan, then it's unbelievable that those lamhat that Allah has, and the barakat, the great value of it, the great barakat of it all comes to the fore. Then on this night, the wonderful breeze blows. Like that it is, Allah Ta'ala has got these lamhat, these moments which are so valuable. But then the breeze blows from under the arsh of Allah, which is known as mutira. And the effect of that is that all the doorbells of the doors of Jannah and the leaves of the trees all start rattling and giving off such a melodious sound that was never heard before. And that would be such a wonderful to listen to that melodious sound. But it won't be permitted for those who listen to music in this dunya. So music which is completely haram, and music, al-zina, ruqiyatul zina, is the stepping stone to committing adultery, by which you even go further from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So those who save themselves, they will get there. And then after that, the beautiful hoors of Jannah, which Allah Ta'ala explains in the Quran Sharif, وَحُورٌ عِنٌ كَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونِ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. All the beautiful enjoyments of Jannah. So they come out on the balconies of the palaces of Jannah, and they ask Ridwan, who is the keeper of Jannah, he is in charge of Jannah, that which night is this? They say the first night of Ramadan. So all Allah's barakat are flowing in this month. And yet in this dunya, for us, throughout the world, Allah's barakat are just flowing. It is just for all, for us, for the children. How much we can take from this. And once the moon is sighted for Eid, then finish, everything flows. In this month, every nafas comes to the value of a faras. And to understand that, Allah reward our ulama who explained in detail, whole life's nafas. A person makes tahajjud whole life. Ishraq, Chaat, Awwabin, Salatul Tawbah, Salatul Hajar, Tahiyyatul Masjid, Tahiyyatul Wudu. How long? And for each of this, tahajjud's reward is so great. When you hear of the sawab and the virtues of tahajjud, you think there's nothing like that. When you hear the virtues of awwabin, of ishraq, of jaz, of all these namazes, all that's so great, so great. But it can't compare with two rakats of faras namaz, which means the two of fajr, two rakats of fajr, so valuable fajr is. And in this Mubarak month, that fajr faras is made times 70. To understand that, you have, for example, you in the motor industry selling cars, and you got cars on in your showroom worth 2 million rand one car, 5 million rand one car. But 1 month of the month is such that if you sell it in that month, then it will be times 70. Like that is 5 million, but 70 times 5, 350 million the value becomes. Or if you sell it here, for example, many years ago, one visited to South Africa from the UK, he saw those people in summer, they selling watermelons with their little bucky, and they got their watermelon and they selling them that time 5 rand one watermelon. So he spoke to him, he said, 5 rand. Just in England, he sold at 50 pounds. 50 pounds is how much? 50 times 25. How much? See? 12,500. 1,200. 5 rand and 1,000. You made a deal with him. You export your watermelons to me. I'll sell them there. We go half on the profit. So yeah, in this month, you don't have to make a partnership with somebody. You don't have to share your profits. Each and every one. And yeah, for the ibadat, the faras, plus 70. And Juma, again, another 70. So how valuable it is. And then the Juma of the month of Ramadan, the whole month, our whole life is valuable. Every moment. These lamhat of every moment of our life are so valuable. Then what to say of the Friday night? What to say of the month of Ramadan? What to say the 10 nights of Ramadan? What to say of the 10 days of Zulhijjah? What to say of Yom-e-Arafat, the greatest day, Laylatul Qadr? And that also, just say how Allahu Akbar, what knowledge Allah has given to our elders. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a discussion debating with Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which is the night of Laylatul Qadr. So, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas said, the surah, Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr, has got 30 words in it. The 30 words denote the 30 days and nights of the month. 30 days and nights in a month. And he says that, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr. Laylatul qadr, lam, ya, ta, lay, lam, ta. Alif, lam, qaf, da, ra. 9 alphabets. And it has come 3 times. 9 times 3, 27. So the night of Laylatul Qadr, he said, would be the 27th night. And then 30 words. Hiya hatta matla'il fajr. Hiya is the 27th word. Hatta matla'il fajr. Then the three letters completed. So which is saying here? Here is a pronoun. It. Which is it? Laylatul Qadr. The 27th word in the surah is Laylatul Qadr. So he proved it in this way, that Laylatul Qadr and Ba'at, as the Shaykh al-Hadith, Mu'adh Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayh, has written that the vast majority of ulama are of the opinion that every year Laylatul Qadr is 27th night. But from so many hadith, we should to watch for the last 10 nights. And the odd night, and every night try and do how much we can. But don't let go of the 27th night. And this year we are fortunate here that the 27th night happens to be Thursday night, which is the night of Jumu'ah, and all the great virtues of Jumu'ah also. So we've got it all together. May dua Allah give us good health also, and that give us that jizra and that feeling, and that we realize the value of this great, great month, which is yet. This is that month that ulama has explained, the example of it, like the price of steel. You sell it as scrap. It's about 1.75 a kilo. And this month, yes, you get the value of gold. Which is like 30 million or something odd rand. So in this month, what everyone, his house, steal everything, he'll even pull out his door frames, he'll pull out his burglar bars. That we'll see afterwards what we can do. Go and sell it now. You get him, what price you get him now? There is a time to. So this night, this month of Ramadan, we'll see to our sleep, we'll see after Ramadan. We'll see to our food after Ramadan. This contract, that contract, we'll see to it after Ramadan. But in Ramadan, I've got the biggest contract I have to see to. And this is to our ibadah. And ibadah is not that we have to move a mountain from its place. Make your fajr and isha with jamaat. And make sure we read our Yasin Sharif in the morning. Alif Lam Mim Sajda in Tabarak al-Ladhi between Maghrib and Isha. The whole night sabah of Laylatul Qadr. We read that every night of the year. Every night of the year, we can get 30,000 night sabah. So Allah has given us all this. And Ramadan, the 30,000 nights, it becomes a faras. A faras becomes a. How was the value of that? To explain that further, reading of Quran Sharif under normal times, for every letter we read, not every word. Alif Lam Mim is not one letter, it's the one word, three letters in it. For every letter, 30 sawabs. And that is if you read it without wudu. And if you read it with wudu, then 25 sawabs for every letter. And if you read it in namaz, and in this example that is given, it shows that this is for nafal namaz, that if you sit and read. Faraz namaz, you are not allowed to sit and read unless you have a valid shari'i excuse. Otherwise, you have to stand, it is faraz to stand. But nafal namaz, you can sit. So for every letter, 50 sawabs. And if you read in a standing position, for every letter, 100 sawabs. So Surah Fatiha, which all of us know, if we read it off by heart, and it's just like we have to go to the toilet, for example, we're going to make wudu, and we read one time Surah Fatiha, 150 alphabets, letters in Surah Fatiha, multiplied by 10 is 1,500 sawabs we have collected. And then if it's the month of Ramadan, the multiplication goes up. And if we are in etikaf, and Allahu Akbar, Allah from Allah's hookah, that even if you are out of the masjid, for necessity you went, you are still counted in etikaf. So you are still in etikaf while you are even in the toilet. Hukman, you are still in etikaf, because you are in motive. For necessity, you have to go. And Allah, that the great concession is also made that the person in i'tikaf gets all the sawab of those amal which he could not do because of i'tikaf. Like there's a janazah. Now you can't go, but you would really like to go. Because of your i'tikaf, you can't go, you still get the sawab. A person puts his watch, tells his friend, wake me up this time for tahajjud. And whatever happened, even they woke him up. But he was in such a deep sleep, he doesn't even remember they woke me up. And he slept and he missed his tahajjud also. But your sawab is written down. So much so that Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he missed his tahajjud. So the next day he was so sorry about it, that the whole day he made namazes, cried to Allah ta'ala. The following night, shaitan came and wake him up. So he said, who are you? Caught his hand. So he's waking me up, such a kind person. So he said, I'm shaitan. But shaitan doesn't do this work. Shaitan's work is not to wake up people for tahajjud, it is to make them sleep tahajjud time. Make them other guna. He says, no, my old habits, before I used to make lots of habits, the ibadah, so old habits sometimes come back again. He says, no, tell me the truth, why you woke me up? So then he said, the amount you cried yesterday, Allah gave you more sawab than tahajjud. So I tell you, you are better off, you make your tahajjud, instead of the whole day you are crying and pleading to Allah Ta'ala. So just see the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. It is all here for us. And if we don't take it, and the time we will realize it is not in this world. This is not the place of result. This is the place of test. Yeah, we will be tested till the last moment. And Allah save us. Shaitan makes put the most tough papers at the time of mort. Allah protect us all. And with nobody can be saved but by the fizzle and the kindness and the mercy of Allah. May Allah save us all. At this moment, how many people are passing away? Muslim people. And Shaitan is trying his best on them. Make dua for all, for us when our time will come. Allah take us with Iman. So this is not the time for the result. Result, akhirat we will know, in the qabr. And those who appreciate it, they will know there. And with those people, it comes in the Quran Sharif, that a person will see, he'll say that I had a friend of mine, and he should tell me, hey, all this akhirat is all hogwash, man. There's nothing like that. No life like qabr and all jannat and jannah, all deen and wasting your time keeping roza, going for her, all those things he should tell me. He should say that, there, check up there, he, in the middle of jannah, and he's burning there. Then he'll say, Allah shukr, that I didn't listen to him. If I listen to him, I should be with him where he is now. Like that we will see, the results will come out there. And that are the permanent, the final results. These are only, this is only the test, it's not the time for results. But we are thinking, we see somebody who's living it up. And what is called living it up? Living in shaitan, in his hole at the best. That type of a life. And that is called living it up. And smelling all the dirt and all the filth of shaitan. It's pouring down on a person. And he thinks, I'm living it up. I'm enjoying life. With all the filth and dirt which is carrying on. Purity, sublimity is in sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Modesty in the deen of Allah. What pure teachings are given here. Not all that funny filth and dirt which is in that life. So Allah, and how sad our young boys, young girls, everyone today, we are thinking that's the way of the kuffar is the way to go. And that is, they are successful. The noble way of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we should also think, when Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrah, he left Makkah Sharif to go to Madinah Sharif. After 2 days, then Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after he reached Madinah Sharif, and with Hazrat Abu Bakr, they sent two men to go and fetch the family. The family of Hazrat Abu Bakr and the family of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. So when they came, they got them ready, they took them, and they took them to Madinah Sharif. After that, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's one daughter was left. One was gone with Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu for hijrah to Abyssinia. And one daughter has passed away. Hazrat Fatima has reached Medina Sharif. This one daughter, she was married to Abu Jahl's son. So she said, my father's family, Nabi Anasala, which family, which great wuzur, the greatest wuzur that can ever be. So she went on her own. The people of Makkah, the chieftains came to know. They pursued her, they found her. And then they surrounded her. And she was expecting at that time a child. And they took their spears and they threw it at her. With the arrows, they shot at her. And she aborted, the child got aborted. And the child, and then the blood started flowing. Her blood of her womb also, and the blood of the child being aborted. And then she fell down from the camel she was riding onto a little hilltop. From there she came lurakti, lurakti, dropping down Allah's Nabi. For this, and all this was not for safety, was for the deen of Allah. For the deen of Allah, tabaraka ta'ala. She was safe in Makkah Sharif. She was being looked after, but for the deen she made this. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went to Taif, he didn't go and look for refuge. He went as a refugee there. That I want safety. He went to spread the deen. To give them, though he knew what is going to happen to him, and it happened, and how they treated him, and after he became unconscious, when he became conscious again he went back to the people. He said, you people can hit me, push me, treat me as you want to, but I don't want the malaika in the qabr to punish you. I don't want the malaika in Jahannam to punish you. That I'm the true Nabi of Allah. I'm telling you, believe in Allah. Prepare for Akhirah. And so this for deen. So when this deen has come to us with all these sacrifices, forget we harming deen, forget propagating deen, we ourselves are destroying deen. How we are living and what picture we are giving of deen. What is the deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And how many of us in the great sense of having a balanced view of life. The people want to practice on sunnah and want to maintain the deen. We call them extremists today. We call them that these people are overdoing things. Because we also, in a way, shaitaniyat is in us. We also want the way of the kuffar. We can't say it openly, but we have to support the way of modernism, the way of the people who support the TV and who support modern spreading of Islam. So we also will try and run down and bring these people down. But Allah's promise that Allah is going to protect his deen, and Allah in any matter doesn't come down personally. In the battle of Badr, Allah sent 1,000 malaika. And then Allah sent 3,000 malaika. Then Allah sent 5,000 malaika. So Allah will send, and Allah will choose people that in this ummah also, لا يزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق, that there will be always, Allah will choose those people. No, ولا يخافون لومة لائم, they don't fear anyone, whatever remarks the people want to pass. They see the purity of the deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They see the greatness of the Quran Sharif. So this month Allah is given us. For us it is that first of all, we keep our roza, and we keep rozas which are called roza. Not that roza, that fast that we kept as a little child. As a little child, we even kept half roza. And we kept rozas also, and we there was no namaz in our lives also. There was nothing, we just kept roza. But now try and keep what is called roza, which Allah says, Kutiba alaykum usriyam. Rozas have been made farz upon you. Alaykum, on every part of your body. Keep the roza of the eyes also, that we don't see ghayrullah. Not only that we don't look at haram, that is the starting point, but Allah bring us to that point, that in our thoughts, in our mind, whatever it is, when we're going to sleep, when we wake up, middle of the night, in the morning when we wake up, we only see Allah. Dil mera ho ja ek maidan ho. My heart becomes like an empty field. There's nothing on there. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. It's only Allah. that whatever all times Allah, and that you just your life is with Allah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Your life is with Allah. That our eyes we just see for Allah Ta'ala. Rosa of the tongue, where that time that nothing comes on our tongue but Allah. Allah. And then see what will be your position at the time of Mu'at in the Qabr. Forever and ever in Akhirat. Not for a year, not for a billion, trillion years. Forever and ever. This is what we have to keep. That we bring Allah into our life. And this month of Ramadan, Allah has made it exclusive for this. So much so, that Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mu'anana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Allah give us some idea who he was. It was not just the name Muhammad Zakariya or Shaykh Muhammad Zakariya. There is a whole reality between behind Hazrat and his reality. Who he was. And so Hazrat says that for the month of Ramadan he should write to his friends. And his friends, of course, are not some film actors or some radio people or ulama who are teaching in Darul Uloom. And ulama who are teaching big kitab. And you should write to them and say to them, 11 months you have allowed to go in waste, teaching hadith kitab, teaching tafsir. Now 1 month devoted to your real work, or your Islam, your nafs, and your ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. This is generally looked over, even by people who are doing deen's work. We get so engrossed in our deeni efforts, our mutala, our academic aspect, the finer points, discussing them, proving our point, that the real thing is ourselves, our Islam, and our connection with Allah Ta'ala, and our object being Akhirat. This is all Mubarak on its place, greatly Mubarak to teach, and greatly rewarding also. And all this reward also, all the effort of deen, لَغَدْوَةٌ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَوْرَوْحَ خَيْرٌ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. One morning or evening in the path of Allah, effort to bring deen alive, whether it is through Tabligh Jamaat, whether it is through Darul Uloom, whether it is the Khanqah, anything, all that effort, what is it better than? The whole dunya and what is in it. And what is the whole dunya in it? What's the value of it? La ta'adilu janaha ba'uda. It is not equal to one wing of a mosquito. And a mosquito hasn't got one wing. It's got six wings. Three wings this side, three wings that side. It's not equal to one wing. And that one wing, which is this dunya, has got, and this dunya has got seven oceans in it. And seven continents in it. And that all that is not equal to one wing of a mosquito. So the one wing of the mosquito, if we take it, which has got seven continents and seven seas, none of us live on the sea, on water. There are people who live in the whole life in boats, they live. But we live on land. So 70% of the world is water. Take out 70% of that one wing of a mosquito. Now what is left? Only 30%. And that is the seven continents. Now of the seven continents, which is about 4.5, each continent, 4.5%. Take out six continents, we are only living on one continent. Now what is left of the wing of a mosquito? And our one continent which we are on now, Africa, has got about 52 countries. Take out 51 countries, now what's left of that mosquito wing? Just one country, South Africa, has got 9 provinces. We are only living in one province. We are all presently in one province. Take out the 8 provinces. Now what's left of this mosquito? In this one province, there are so many cities. Take out all the other cities, towns, the one town or city in which you are. From there, take out all the suburbs of that town, city. From there, take out all the streets. Now your one street. On your street, so many houses. In that, your one house. In that one house, you as one individual. What's left of this? So all this is not equal to that also. And deen itself, that is the great value. So deen has to come into our life. The qualities of deen. or in the ustad in the madrasa, all of us who are here, there are ustads also sitting. We teach the hadith that when you are performing your salah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah Ta'ala says, Hamidani Abdi, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah says, Athna Alayya Abdi, all that, but wait, it's all left in the classroom. It's all left in the kitab. Who of us can say that in my namaz I think of it, that this comes to me in my namaz? It's all left for the bayans only, and it's only left for the classroom. And where has it to be? It has to be in our lives. Then at least with the ears of our knowledge we hear it when we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. If we can't hear it with the ears of our knowledge, then with the ears of our yaqeen, our conviction, we should hear it. And how fortunate are those people who actually hear it with the ears of the ear, of the head. They actually hear Allah Ta'ala telling them, Hamidani Abdi, Athna Alayya Abdi. What is that person's connection? Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam, different narration. He was ill up to 18 years. And so ill that everyone left him beside his wife, his family, his followers, murid, all left him, all alone. And all his wealth, he was a wealthy Nabi, all his wealth also taken away, nothing. And every part of his body was, there were sores, and there were this little like ant worms in his body everywhere. And he also should do it. Like in what condition he was, when one worm fell off, he said, your food Allah made in my body, come back here, you should put it back. Like this is condition. After 18 years, when Allah gave him shifa, and that also, how did he make dua? He didn't ask for shifa. When he made dua for shifa, anni mastani al-dur, some harm has reached me. So Allah helped me, Allah gave him shifa. And when Allah gave him shifa, Allah asked him, how are you feeling, Ayyub? He said, Alhamdulillah, I got shifa. But that every morning and night, you should ask me, how are you, Ayyub? That now I'm missing that. That is gone. That contact with Allah. So if that can be built in a person, this is not to have big motor cars and big shops and cars, and we got big investments and our bank balances and how many banks we got accounts, offshore investments, different countries investments, that's absolutely nothing. You think we created you for all this waste of time? Allah created us to get the marifat of Allah, the love of Allah, and to make dua, and when tears start flowing from the eyes, today no tears come to our eyes. And it is mentioned, ulama has written, the reason why no tears come, because the hearts are gone hard. And the heart either become hard, a heart, we all know the heart is soft. The material of the brain and the heart are very, very soft and very fragile, delicate. But our hearts have become hard. Our hearts have become black. Allah gave us a pure white heart. And what we have done, like the Hajar al-Aswad, it was Hajar al-Abyad, the white stone from Jannah. But what all the people with their hands touching it, it became Hajar al-Aswad. This is what we are. So our hearts also, Allah gave us a white heart. We made it a black heart. Allah gave us a soft heart. We made it a hard heart. Allah Ta'ala gave us a heart which was clean. The heart has become rusted. And to remove that rust is tilawat of Quran Sharif and zikr of maut. So this heart, to get it right again, Allah has given us tawbah. The tears of the eyes will wash the heart and make it white again. And Allah will make it soft again. So the heart is, and why has the heart become hard? Kathrati zunub, the amount of gunas that we are committing. And there are certain things which are not actually gunas, but they also cause the heart to become hard. One of them is kathratu dhahk, laughing too much. And today it is an art to be laughing all the time. And a person is counted as good company who is just laughing all the time. And a person who doesn't talk, he's sulky, he's sour. And we don't want any sour. type of people here. We don't want sulky people. We want people who are talking, laughing all the time. And the other is kasratul kalam, a person who talks a lot. And today that is also an achievement, that everything you got a comment there. On the phone, anything can come, you got one comment to add there. While in a discussion, and you see how that person is aging all the time. Nobody is giving him a chance to give his opinion. But how he just wants to, and somehow, wherever he can, even the subject has changed, but he's pushing his comment there. We just can't keep quiet. So that's the cause, and the gunas, actual gunas, cause the heart to become hard. And why has the heart become hard? Because of our ghaflat and unmindfulness of akhirah. And why has that become? Because of our dunya amal, just this dunya, that I must have this kind of car, I must have this kind of house, I must upgrade here, I must do this. And that is not the life only of the kuffar today, not the life of the Muslims, even the elite of the Muslims. Even we are in Jamaat and we are muqeen in the markaz also, but our dunya, nobody must touch it. Even we are top ulama, but our dunya, we are looking at our dunya all the time. So Allah Ta'ala make it that we have our deen. Then when the eyes will fill up with tears, and the enjoyment that a person will get with that, shedding his tears in the love of Allah, more than in the fear of Allah. To shed your tears in the fear of Allah is also very lovable. But to shed your tears in the love of Allah, that is much, much more greater. So Allah bless us with that. That is why we have come. Not here to pass our time. Not that I spend one Ramadan. Not that I spend a chilla. Not that I get khilafat. All these things will be right out of our mind. I have come here, and mashallah, there are brothers who want that Islam, who want that ta'alluq ma'allah. Just make that little effort, and Allah won't deprive anyone. Allah Ta'ala. There was this one great alim, khatib, Juma Bayan, he should make very good. And people used to come from far and wide to listen to his bayan. One youngster living in a village far away, he also came to know, he got wind of it, he also decided to come. And he saw real what bayan this Maulana is giving. And he was also very impressed. The Maulana one occasion told that if you read kalima, la ilaha illallah, all your work will get done. If you have to cross a river also, the river will give you way and you'll cross. And this boy who used to come, he has to cross a river. And he had to wait for the boatman. When the boatman comes, then he brings him across. He had to pay him also. Bring him across. So he says, now I don't need the boatman. I don't have to pay anymore. I'll just go read kalima. And he read kalima and Abbas, the river, deep, strong flowing river, gave him way and he crossed. Several weeks passed like this. Then he decided to invite Maulana to his house. He gained a lot of love for Maulana, respect. So he said, tomorrow I'm inviting you to my place. You must come have stay with us and have some meals, programs, etc. So Maulana went there. When he came to the river, the boy raised kalima and he crossed. But Maulana couldn't cross. He had the knowledge, he didn't have that yaqeen. That conviction he did not have. So from here also we learn that how much we have got that in us, even if it isn't, and this was one particular subject of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, in Ramadan. Hazrat hardly spoke, perhaps two or three times, he had some message he used to give. One of this message was that there was one Shaykh, a great Shaykh, and his son was way out. He was doing his own thing. When the Shaykh passed away, he took the place of his Shaykh. But he knew nothing whatsoever. Somebody far away heard of the Shaykh. When he came there, he found Shaykh has passed away. But they say, no problem, his son is there. So he went to become bad. He doesn't know what is bad also. Somehow he made him bad. He asked him for wazifa. He doesn't know what wazifa to do. So he says, I got this one land out of town. Go there and dig it. Dig it for me. So that is your wazifa. So he thought, this must be going straight away. He started. In that, Allah gave him so much of tarakkih, progress, that he high positions of Jannah and close to Allah Ta'ala. And then they thought, through my sheikh I got this. My sheikh's position must be even more higher. And like we say, that you look up and you fall on your back. But he couldn't see. He came back and told the sheikh that, Hazrat, with your barakat, where I've reached, I wanted to see your position, but I couldn't. You are even more higher. Then he came to realize. And that became the source of him making tawbah and correcting his life. But what it is, that we don't have to worry, if you don't, your success is not even in your sheikh's position or who he is. It is in you. How much we will aspire. We will go to Allah. Allah will make us new. And Allah's matter is with every individual on his own. We have that desire. And even if the sheikh is an open fraud and fake, but you are sincere, Allah will let you reach. So we have to have that. We make effort and see where Allah Ta'ala will take us. This is the month. Half the month is gone. Check ourselves. Don't check ourselves the last night of Ramzan. And then it's too late. We can't reverse anything. Till then, Allahu Akbar. Also see, the sign, the biggest sign of Qiyamah will be when the sun will rise from the west. And the sun sets in the west presently, the sun will rise from the west. And when that sign will appear, after that nobody's tawbah will be accepted. Then the doors of tawbah will be closed. Otherwise the doors of tawbah are open. But till that time, then they will be closed. But that night will be an extraordinary, long, long, long night. And in that night, many people will make tawbah. When they will see this night is so long, and that this must be now, till then the tawbah will be accepted. So Allah has given us the opportunity. Don't wait till Ramzan expires. We still got 2 whole weeks. We still got about 15 days. Try and make our maximum. And our object is Roza of the eye. And we come to that level, not only we don't see haram, we only see Allah. With our tongue, we only speak Allah. With our ears, we only hear Allah. With our mind and heart, we only think of Allah. And then, the food that we eat, that is the main thing, is that we eat only halal and tayyib. We are particular about it. We become conscious. And Allah's system is, and it's explained in the Quran Sharif also, when you make guna of a tawbah of a guna, then all your previous gunas also, when you make tawbah, Allah forgives all your previous gunas also. So Allah is so merciful and so kind. When Wahshi, he wanted to make tawbah, and then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sent somebody. Wahshi is that person who ate the liver of Hazrat Hamza. Hazrat Hamza is the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had great respect and honor for. And then when he was made shaheed in the battle of Badr, and by the instructions of Hindar, who afterwards became Muslim, mashallah. But she had his liver taken out and chewed also. And this had hurt Nabi alayhi salam very much. But see how much of he had the feeling of everyone not to suffer in akhirah, not to go to Jannah. He sent special da'wah to worship, accept Islam. He says, how can I accept Islam? When your Quran Sharif says that, that Allah Ta'ala, if you commit zina also, Al-Dhina, La yad'una ma'allah ila al-akhir. They don't make shirk with anyone. La yad'una ma'allah ila al-akhir. Wa la yaktuluna nafsa lati harram. And they don't kill anyone. Wa la yaznun. And they don't commit zina also. I've done all those things. So where I stand a chance? Allah revealed the ayat, illa man ta'ab. Those people who make tawbah, all that I forgive. And not only forgive, that he was tab wa aman, they bring iman, they correct their life. Wa amila amalan salihan, and they do righteous deeds. Then what Allah says, for ulaika yubaddilu Allahu sayyi'atihim hasanat, all the wrong that they had done, Allah changes it into good. And Allah gives even more than that after that. So Allah Ta'ala's mercies are unlimited. It is just for us, for the taking. That the end is flowing, it's flowing now for in the whole world. And we can't imagine how happy, imagine how many really millions of places tarawih taking place in the world, whether it's in the masajid, whether it is in the houses, whether it is in shops, in warehouses, in offices, in garages, how many places? Who's tarawih? With what sincerity? Maybe a small jamaat of 5-10 people, but with their sincerity and in their difficulties and hardships. Maulana Muhammad Jinnah Sahib, the Ahmed Barakatum of Kimli, make dua for his good health. But he, before his Ramzan, he should spend in the path of Allah. And where he finds himself in the last 20, the 20th night, he makes that tikaf in that place. And he says many times, out in the northern cave, out in the desert, the Karoo, right somewhere in the Bundus, there is some Bengali shop. And there now they're making etikaf there. In the back, at the back, some place of his shop, that is his place of etikaf. And what facilities? No facilities whatsoever. If it's winter, it's cold. If it's summer, it's hot. Toilets, no. Tikana. Toilets are not right. Water, hot, cold, water, out of the question. Fan and all that, out of the question. In that condition, we should make his etikaf. So where and where people are making etikaf in such places. And nobody knows about them in the world also. They are making tarawih in those places. And which place Allah loves. And Allah's mercy is such, when He loves that one person, that all are in that amal, He forgives all those people also. In that Allah Ta'ala includes us also. Allah's mercy, we must just incline towards Allah. Man anaba ilayya, who has an inclination towards me, Allah may pull that person. We still want to go, Allah draws us immediately and Allah takes us. So this is that month which Allah has given us, that we can benefit all this. And together with that, we also, that we have this great concern whether our ibadah is accepted by Allah or not. So many wrong things we do, our concentration goes away. Our objective has changed. Our moods change. And sometimes we are in a night, in a high mood. And other times we are in a very low mood. All this also changes. So we don't know whether our amal are accepted. If they are accepted, then the next thing is that are we doing the correct amal? All our amal, are they being done correctly or not? That is also all we have to see, that everyone must consider and give his thought that am I following the right ulama. Perhaps, like for example, there are many Barelis, they are also making tarawih, and they are also having, they say, taking some effect of the tarawih of Ramzan also. But if our aqaid are wrong, or somebody is following Qadiani, and his aqaid are wrong, so all, am I following the people with the right aqidah? Am I following those who are on Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah? Those who are on the Sunnah of Ma Ana Alayhi wa Ashabi? Who are following that path, Taraktukum Alal Bayda, on a clear white path. Let us see. Everyone, and how many people, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that the previous Ummah, Bani Israel, were divided into 72 sects. My ummah will be divided into 73 sects, and only one group is going to Jannah. Those who believe, what wrong beliefs people have got. Terrible, terrible beliefs. Qadiani, for example. This Khoja, Ismaili, for example. Many others also. And with the wrong beliefs, two gunas Allah will never forgive. Shirk and kufr. Not believing in Allah and making shirk with Allah. Besides that, yaghfiru liman yasha, whom Allah wishes to, Allah will put. So we must not be involved in that. So Islam, I see that's correct. And some people or some of us, what we have got in our hearts, we don't disclose to anyone. But we've got wrong aqidah. There are many people, even amongst Muslims, amongst Christians also, regular church goers, regularly masjid, but they don't believe in Allah. They accept, and to themselves they accept that we don't believe, that Allah doesn't exist. Allah save us all. So, and really, do we really believe? A test to see if we believe in Allah, how much are we asking of Allah? When we believe Allah is the doer, and He does everything, do we trust ourselves, I will do it, or do I ask Allah to do this for me? In the Hadith Sharif it comes, even if your shoelace breaks, ask Allah Ta'ala. Or do I think I'll just go to the shop, I got a spare pair, I'll just put a spare pair. Anything, everything, inshallah, is not on our tongues. For big, big things, inshallah, is not on our tongues. And without inshallah, nothing can happen. Only if Allah wishes, then things will happen. So our iman. And then, whether we are doing the best, we've got this little while of about average lifespan 60, 70 years. So say 65, 15 goals when we are still nabaligh. So we are left with 50. And another at least 15 years go when we are baligh, but we are not baligh. We become young people. And jawani, diwani. We are carrying on like mad people. And we have got no consciousness. So about 20, 30 years we got of this worldly life. It's not to live it up for this dunya. Not to mess it up for this dunya. It is to make it for akhirah. This little while we got. So make it. So let us maximize on our. And in that, pay full attention to niyyah, to intention. With their great, great buzurgs have become great buzurgs and great status by Allah. Not by ibadah, not by amal, by niyat. The famous hadith in the kitab of our hadith kitab, that when there was a drought and people didn't have food to eat, one person, this niyat of his, that if these mountains were wheat, flour, food for the people, I should have taken it and distributed it to the people. Allah said, Wahi to the Nabi of the time to go and inform that person that he's got all that sawab. And it just is near. Where will the mountain be food? Where will he go and distribute? But his knee was sincere. He saw the condition. Today, who of us make dua, Ya Allah, give iman to all the people of the world? Jinn and in. If we make that, ours will get that sawab. Daily we should make that niyyah, that Ya Allah give hidayah to all the people of the world. And that will if we are genuine, we will be more on the path of hidayah. So our ibadah must be correct. And then it must be the best. And then whether it's accepted, have that concern. That is a munafiq who doesn't think I'm a munafiq. That is not a munafiq who thinks I'm a munafiq. When a person feels I'm not genuine, how many of us think that I'm quite happy, my aqidahs are correct, my amal are correct, and whether I'm a fraud, I may be such a fraud that I don't even realize myself, I'm such a big fraudster. So we have that fikr of us. The Sahaba, Ibn Mulaysa says, I met 50 Sahaba in my life. Each one has the fear that I'm a munafiq. And today, who of us thinks that I am a munafiq? A person who has that fear, he will be saved. So we have to have that. And then whether our amal will man ja'a bil hasana. A person who comes with his good deed, not man amila al hasana. A person who did a good deed is not sufficient. A person who after making it, preserved it, looked after it, and came with it to akhirat when we go. When we go to the scales to weigh our amal, it must be there. It mustn't be we lost it on the way. Just to have your passport to travel is not enough. You need it at immigration. If you lost it, or some crook stopped you on the way, they robbed you of everything, they took your passport also away. Now you can't travel. Shaitan is there all the time. Whether we are coming for namaz, whether we are going to make wudu, he is there to rob us all the time. And his main eyes are on our iman, our passport. To take away our iman, his main eyes are. So we have to have concern of all this. And to preserve all this, Allah also made it very easy. Some simple, straightforward du'as we make, and Allah will save us. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. This month, let us spend it in the correct way. Realize the great value of this month. It's going like water. The month is like finished already. Once you come to 12, 13 Ramadan, it's like the month is over already. And what have I done? Each one consider my tilawat of Quran Sharif. Where am I? If I'm not by 16, 17 Supara, then I'm in very dangerous grounds. Each one of us thinks, and mashallah, Mubarak to those who have done more khatam and are doing more khatam, but also with the fear we don't know whether it's accepted by Allah or not all the time. Allah accept us, make this Ramadan very fruitful for us, and let us acquire the closeness of Allah, the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. What a great magnanimous Nabi Allah gave us. His akhlaq, his character, his worry for every ummah, for every person. The worry of Nabi till the day of Qiyamah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was one. And what akhlaq he is, what a great person. Today the people are running down Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the enemy, and I'm just keeping quiet about it. I'm not presenting the true picture of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who he was. If somebody speaks bad of my father, I can't tolerate it. My Nabi, and I'm quiet about it. What is being said about Islam? What a glorious, magnificent, pure, clean religion. Clear to see for everyone. But how it's being run down by the Hindus in India, the Christians, everyone, what they're talking about Islam. And I'm not worried about it. I'm not even doing anything about it. Allah give us tawfiq to preserve our deen, look after our deen, and practice on our deen. Subhanallah wa hamdihi. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك